Cape Talk.
The music feature.
I love this part of the week because it means that the weekend is edging towards us and we can ease ourselves into it with some great local music. And today we've actually got two stories to share with you that have a bit of a common thread linking them, and that thread is reality talent shows. We're first going to hear from one of the local groups hoping to take the trophy in this weekend's finale of SA's Got Talent. And then we're going to catch up with someone who, it seems like a million years ago, was an Idols competitor. We've forgotten about all of that because he's made such of his career on his own since then. But more on that in just a moment. First, let's take a look at the current competition. And if you've been following this season of SA's Got Talent, then you know it's coming to a head this Sunday with 500,000 Rand in prize money on the table for the grand finale. And you'll also probably know that there is just one group left which is carrying the hopes of Cape Town on its shoulders, and that is the a cappella singing quintet called Anecnote. Now, they got a ticket straight to the semi-finals when their performance earned them the coveted golden buzzer. And on the line with us from Joburg is one of the singers and their vocal coach at Anecnote, Amy Campbell. Amy, it's great to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa. Lovely to speak to you.
Congratulations on your success so far. I don't want to jinx anything or preempt anything for this weekend, but it has to be said, things are looking really strong for you guys. Tell us a little bit about how you all met. I believe it was back as music students at UCT.
Yes. So we all attended the South African College of Music at UCT. And funny enough, we all knew each other, but at least someone didn't know someone else. Does that make sense? Everyone knew someone in Anecdote, but we were never together as one group. So we had all sung in one choir together at different times or something like that. So it's quite amazing that we're all together in this moment now.
So what was the catalyst that got you all together? I mean, did somebody say literally, I think we should enter this competition and let's form a group to do it? Or did something else happen behind the scenes?
No, so Anecdote was pre-existing. Our tenor singer Kevin and our beatboxer Dan sang in a choir together, and they had this beautiful love of a cappella, and they thought, hey, let's start a band. And so Anecdote has been together since 2014. I actually only joined the group in 2016, so I'm the newbie, even though I knew everyone before.
Okay.
But for 2 years, we've been really working really hard to get our stuff out there. And then when South Africa's Got Talent came along, we thought, this is, if it's ever going to be a time to do it, this year is it. We feel strong, we feel ready. Yeah.
Okay, well, strong and ready you definitely were. What was it like for you guys to go on stage and immediately get that golden buzzer shooting you through to the semi-finals? Had you expected anything like that to happen?
Not in the slightest. We knew that we had prepared really well. We were so passionate about the song that we were singing. But in that moment, it just goes by and you don't know what's happening. And then right at the end, when Fresh stood up and looked at everyone and said, should I push my buzzer? We all thought, no, really? Is this going to happen right now? And then it went off and all the confetti, and it was a dream. It was an absolute dream, but we are so thankful.
One of the things I loved watching the video segment of that moment was looking at the shock on the faces of everyone in the theater when you guys started singing in Xhosa. And it's very much a Rainbow Nation group. You are every size, shape, color, and creed all in one group. And when you started singing in Xhosa, there was shock on the face of Shadow Twara. There was shock on the face of all the other judges and the people backstage. Do you get that response quite often when you perform?
Yes. Yes, indeed. We've kind of in Joburg, since we're not from Joburg, we've been trying to plug ourselves as much as possible. And even in our Uber the other night, we kind of played our stuff for the Uber driver and he just was shocked. And we had to actually start singing along with the recording to make him believe that it was us singing.
I love it.
But we are all proudly, proudly South African. So it means a lot to us to be able to sing in all languages.
Fantastic, and sing amazingly well you do, by the way. Amy, obviously a cappella wouldn't have been familiar to many people up until about 10 years ago, but suddenly it's had a bit of a surge in popularity. Films like Pitch Perfect have obviously helped sort of raise the profile of the concept. They've been amazing. Bands out there like Pentatonics who've also helped make it really popular. So do you have to sort of convince people that you're worth listening to, or do you find that most people are now exposed to your particular kind of music?
I don't think in South Africa there's been the greatest surge in a cappella, like contemporary a cappella, like Pentatonix or stuff like that. So I think we are kind of pushing the boundaries with that in this country. But I think people are a lot more awake to the fact that it's here in South Africa, it's brewing, you know, this contemporary a cappella feel is, it's ready and people are ready to listen, which is really great.
Okay. Amy, I know if you were in theatre, I would tell you all to break a leg this weekend. I guess I have to tell you to snap a vocal cord or something like that.
Thank you. You've
got the hopes of Cape Town on your shoulders and the support of Cape Town behind you. I know you guys have gone in with a really strong public vote behind you. All we can say is we wish you well for the weekend, and we look forward to welcoming you in person to the studio when you guys are back in Cape Town, no doubt on the start of a successful album launch or tour that you'll be taking the country by storm.
Thank you so much, Pippa, and please remind everybody to vote for us on Sunday, ETV, 6 p.m. Voting closes at 7:30. There's an SMS number. You can follow us on Instagram, on Facebook. Please subscribe to us. We will give you all the information. You can follow us on social media and vote, 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 vote.
We will do that. I'm certainly going to throw a vote your way. Amy Campbell, thanks for chatting to us. Amy of Anecnote, who are the sole Cape Town finalists in the finals of SA's Got Talent this weekend. As she's mentioned, it's all happening on ETV. The show starts from 6 p.m. at the Soweto Theatre with live results to follow on at 7:30. So please get voting to support them. And in case you are wondering what we're talking about and you haven't seen the show and you're not even sure what a cappella is, I thought we'd play you a sample of just what they've done on stage. Nomvula is the song that earned them that golden buzzer from Fresh straight into the semi-finals, and this is what it sounds like.
Bazali Baza, di biza leni si tan wasa. Yitani kuso, yitani imbi lenda wena. Ibanga tumela badula ngete, aupui non vula wa. Ibanga tumela bashobo bako, aupenduli non vula wa.
Nomvula kutheni unibethisa ngumoya osithandwa unityebisile ngeblutix kapo WhatsApp ndifuna nokuthumela abantu basekumbula ekhaya buya talk street was too sam ndicela
sithandwa sam zalaishi mothe masimini zalaisha hoko tile ndiye zalaishi mothe masimini zalaisha. Zalaishi mote masimini zalaisha hakabelu nomvula wam. Zalaishi mote masimini zalaisha.
That's goosebump stuff right there. That is the sound of Anecnote, who are finalists in SA's Got Talent this weekend. So one last reminder that you can watch the show from 6 on ETV this Sunday, and you've got until 7:30 to cast your vote. Please do send a vote or two their way. It would be great to see a Cape Town group emerging victorious. Now, the person sitting with me in studio right now probably knows very well what Amy is feeling right now because he's been in those shoes. Although it seems an awfully long time ago, and I guess it is because the first season of Idols was all the way back in 2002, and he's done so well on his own feet since then that we've kind of forgotten that that was where we first got to know Chad Simon. But that is indeed the first time I certainly ever heard of you or saw you on stage. You made it to the semi-finals, Chad.
I did, yeah.
Yeah,
I
congrats.
Did.
And
thank
it seems a world and a lifetime away. I mean, any advice for Amy and the Anecnotes as they sit here on the cusp of the big final?
I think firstly, just enjoy it. Secondly, with any performance, it should be like it's your last. So, you know, things can only go the way they're supposed to, and just do your best as you would. But do know that when you walk off stage and when you finish your competition, you've been given such a massive boost now, and I think the opportunities and options are kind of limitless. Push as hard as you can to get as much done post show.
Because it's all about what you make of the platform it gives you, Chad. I mean, if you look back on, I don't know how many seasons of Idols and similar shows we've had now, there are some who won and faded away into obscurity. There are others who didn't make it all the way to the end, but have gone on to have mega successful careers. And it's really about the personal effort that they put into making the most of the door that was open for them.
100%. It's about understanding the competition beyond the competition and not just kind of living within it. And when it ends, you feel like, oh, things are done now. I can't do anything else. And that's why these competitions are important. It's about how each artist or singer will, you know, really take it by the horns and kind of go beyond it.
I mean, there's some people who complain. You say, oh, it's all a flash in the pan. The artists are forgotten in a heartbeat. You were just saying, we were chatting during the break. You've got a talent management company now as well as your own musical career, which we'll get to in a moment. But you must have to keep an ear to the ground. And these kind of competitions must be a good place for you to spot new talent that you might want to take under your wing.
100%. I think it's important to know what's happening, who's kind of just, you know,
bubbling under.
Exactly. And just kind of know what's going on in the country's music in all, you know, all spheres of it. I think it's important for any company in entertainment to know that, because there's a big side to bookings. There's a big side to new talent, because often companies will work with your business, but not want the exact same artist. So every year there'll be a new artist that they're really interested in. So we kind of have to keep it fresh from our side as well.
Okay, so the we he's referring to is Stereotype Talent Management, which you co-own with your brother, correct?
Correct, that's correct, okay. Yeah.
But of course, it's not only about managing other talent. This is still a man with a huge talent of his own and a big musical career. Because, okay, so Idols 2002, gosh, 15 years ago. And I mean, since then, your own albums, playing and writing your own songs, more than 40 songs that have been playlisted on radio in South Africa, plus writing for other artists like Loyiso Bala. Yeah. I always wonder what it's like for someone who isn't his own right, an accomplished singer, to hand over a song to another artist and say, here, you take this one. Yeah. It must be like tearing out a little piece of your soul.
Well, not actually. Not for me personally. I think it depends on the songwriter. Mm-hmm. For me, the music is bigger than I am. That's the first point. And if you feel that way about music, it's easy to pass a song on. I do understand that hit songs can lead to better things for your career. But at the time I wrote for Loyiso, it was before I actually really like wrote for myself.
Okay.
Before I had released. So we met somewhere. I played him a song. He said, play me another one, because he thought it was probably a lucky break. Played him another one, and I ended up writing two songs for him. And that kind of opened a lot of doors for me at the beginning of my career.
Okay. Yeah. Now let's look back at some of those career highlights. I mean, your debut album, Chasing Melodies, came out in 2009. You got a SAMA nomination straight away, 3 big singles off that one.
Yeah.
And then you hit a really tough time in 2011. Chad, it's easy for us to forget in the wake of the ongoing cycle of crime in this country that you were involved in serious crime. You were shot in the stomach during a botched hijacking 6 or 7 years ago. You were really badly hurt. And I think at one point you wondered if you would ever perform again.
100%. I was, I think, firstly, fighting for my life.
Yeah.
Secondly, there was a chance that I wouldn't sing. And, you know, thank God I'm able to do both. I'm stronger, fitter, you know, since the tragedy. But I mean, I came out a victor, which is probably the most important thing to focus on.
Yeah.
But it's an honest and a true thing in the country. Crime is a massive, massive issue, especially with, you know, the crime stats that came out not too long ago.
I mean, what kept you going? Was it the hope that you would still have a music career? I mean, did that time inspire you to go on and make music that was slightly different afterwards?
It did. You know, that and having a strong family support. You should never neglect that. Knowing that I had my family there at a time where I needed them the most, because it also led to about 7 months without working from like 10 years of pushing every single day and building momentum to a point where, you know, things were going really well. And I just moved to Joburg. So just having that support base. And then after I recovered, knowing that this is what I want to do, and I'm going to do it, whatever I need to get there.
Okay. So you climbed back up there. You got 2013, The Flight was released, which was a big commercial success. Yeah. 2014, you released Cinema, which went to number 2 on the iTunes charts on the day it was released. I mean, you've gone on to work with big acts, both local and international. Yeah. It's a long list, but who stands out? I mean, what have been the big moments that have made you go, I can't believe I'm on stage with this person?
I think it was probably Tevin Campbell. We got to perform with him twice, actually. And just such an awesome guy, such a great spirit, you know, would still drop a message now and then.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just a real kind of character that we could really engage with. And But, you know, I respect all musicians, you know, locally, internationally. And it's so easy for artists here to have an inferiority complex to international acts. But someone like that actually doesn't make you feel that way. And I don't believe that you should. If I'm making R&B in South Africa and you're making R&B in the States and we're at the, you know, doing it at the same time, you know, we should see eye to eye. And I believe that artists here should not ever have that kind of complex around it. So just engage with the other acts and, you know, just have fun with it.
Learn from each other as well. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I think people are keen to do that. And acts that come down from abroad, they expect us to be, you know, at the same level. And so when someone would say, okay, cool, you're opening for the act, then my question would be, okay, cool, can we get into studio? Can we write something together? Can we, you know, have lunch together and you know, share? Because that's what it should be about.
Now, speaking of sharing, we're going to share a track of yours before we run out of time.
Okay.
It's off your brand new EP, which has literally come out a couple of weeks ago. Tell us quickly about that.
The EP is called Future Forever, and it pretty much just symbolizes me always, you know, wanting to improve, self-improvement as a musician, as a man, as an artist, as a father, and just also about leaving a legacy behind. So there's a few songs in there called Nights, Belief. There's Go as well, which is the one that we're going
to
play.
That's the one we've chosen to play, play us into the afternoon. Chad Simon, it's been awesome having you with us in studio, and we hope that that continues. I mean, 15 years, you've achieved so much. You've overcome massive obstacles. It's amazing to see you here looking so well.
Thank you.
Fighting fit and making amazing music, and here's to the next one.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I just want to thank everyone else for the support. It's been that long, but it still feels like I still have so much to do, so thank you.
Chad Simon, the track we're going to play for you is Go, off the new EP called Future Forever.
It's the unthinkable. You've got a two-step out your mind. Make it your ritual to live a life that you designed. 'Cause we all got problems. What are we gonna do about it? What are we gonna do about it? All got problems. What are we gonna do about it? You should do something. I go. When I go, I grow. I cheat the coast like a volcano.
That's the sound of Chad Simon. The track is called Go. It's off the EP Future Forever. I nearly made myself look old by saying look for the CD in stores. Of course, you'll find it on iTunes. It's called Future Forever.